So it says, say to those who are afraid, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. So he is not coming to do harm to us. He's coming to bring us home. And we all got that day. One of these days, we're going home to be with Jesus. I got tickled the other day. Joseph was sitting, he's writing a book or was writing a book. And he said, I was sitting there the other night. And I believe it was in your left arm or right arm. Which arm was it? Left arm. In his left arm, he got an extreme pain in his left arm like he was having a heart attack. And so he said, he just looked up and said, Lord, if it's my time to go home, I'm ready. But if you want me to finish this book, which I'd love to finish this book, he said, Lord, I need a little more time. And he said, Lord, it's in your hands. And he said, all of a sudden the pain went away. And so I finished my book. He could have took you home right there, couldn't he, Joseph? Just that easy. Yeah, that's the way I am too, you know, but that's just the way it is, you know. It's amazing that God is such an awesome God. Okay, verse 5 and 6 here. Verse 5 and 6, and when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf. So for all of us that love him and serve him, when he comes back, there won't be anybody with physical handicaps. If you've got bad eyes now, you won't have to worry about having bad eyes when Jesus comes. You'll get to see perfect. And if you have trouble hearing, and I don't know everybody in this place, but I know two men in here, Eldon and me, that don't hear perfect. At least our wives tell us we don't hear perfect. You know, so that me and him don't have any problem. We talk with each other. We hear everything each other says. But these girls, when they're talking, they say, you guys are so hard hearing. I say, no, you girls need to speak up. So when we get to heaven, Eldon, we won't have to worry about that. We'll have perfect hearing, you know. He's going to unstop our ears, so we'll have perfect hearing. It says, the lame will leap like a deer. Oh, my goodness, we're going to be able to run and jump like a deer, Eldon. We're going to be young. We're going to run and jump like a deer, and those who cannot speak will shout and sing. Wow. I love singing. Right now I have to sing all by myself out in the wild blue somewhere because nobody can stand my singing. But that day I'll be able to sing good. So praise the Lord. I'll be a part of the heavenly choir. Then it says, springs will gush forth in the wilderness and streams will water the desert. Wow, there's going to be no lack for water out there in those deserts. God will just gush water up and water will flow through the desert and it'll water that grass and those flowers. And it's going to be a little bit of heaven on earth. Verse 7 and 8. All these things he's promised. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh, grass, and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived. And a main road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness, or the Highway to Heaven. Isn't that something? Right there is the scripture where they got the title for the movie or the TV series, Highway to Heaven. That's where that came from, right there. The guy, Michael, whatever his name was, Landon, yeah, Michael Landon, he was a Jew. I don't think he was a Christian, but he was a Jew, and he did read the Old Testament. So in the process of reading this, when he come up on that highway to heaven, he said, that'll be a good title for a series. And it was. It was a very good series, A Highway to Heaven. And a main road will run through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness, or the Highway of Heaven, to Heaven. Evil-hearted people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's way. Fools will never walk there. So when we're walking on the highway to holiness or the highway to heaven with our children, are we going to have any fear? No, there ain't going to be no thieves or crooks or nothing out there. They ain't going to be there. God's not going to let them be there. So that's going to be wonderful when you can live on this earth and raise your children and there'll be no evil whatsoever. No fear of death. Your children can go out and crawl in the grass, and if they come up on a den of snakes, do they have to fear anything? No, there won't be no poisonous snakes. You won't have to worry about the jackals biting your children or nothing else. He says there won't nothing be angry anymore. Nothing will tear or eat or be, no lions. The lion will lay down with the lamb and eat straw with the ox. He won't eat that lamb like he does now. He'll eat straw. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Evil-hearted people will never travel on it. It will only be for those who walk in God's ways. Verse 9 and 10. Lions will not lurk along its course. Now, who do you think these... What do you think? And he says, and there will be no other dangers. Who do you think lions is referring to right there? I think he's referring to spiritual wickedness, don't you? Yeah. Demons, in other words, will not lurk along its course. Or if he is just talking about physical lions, then it's the same thing. There will be none of these things to hurt anyone. Only the redeemed will follow it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return to Jerusalem, singing songs of everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and there will be, they will be overcome with joy and gladness. I think about this. When we talked to Howard Pittman that time, when Howard died, we went down and sat down and talked with him all day. That man died in 1979, and God brought him back to life after a couple of days. And he told us the first place he found himself on was walking down a highway. And he said, as I'm walking the highway, the Lord spoke to him and said, Howard, now this is a Baptist preacher. He said, Howard, do you know where you are? He said, no, Lord, I don't know where I am. He said, I'm on some kind of a highway. He said, Howard, this is the highway to heaven. And he said, Lord, there is a literal highway to heaven? He said, didn't you read my book of Isaiah? He said, well, yes, Lord, I read it. He said, didn't you read about the highway to heaven? He said, well, yes, Lord, but I didn't realize it was a literal highway to heaven. He said, if it hadn't been, I wouldn't have put it in my book. Isn't that amazing? So there Howard was, found himself on the highway to heaven. Yesterday morning, Larry found himself on the highway to heaven. Isn't that awesome? Wow. One of these days, you and I will find ourselves on the highway to heaven. You know, whether we know where we're at, this Baptist preacher, he didn't know where he was at. He just knew it was a beautiful place and it was peaceful. And there was a few people there going there with him. But the Lord told him, son, you're on the highway to heaven. Well, everybody that's righteous and holy, like I said, is going to get to walk down that highway. So if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you die, you're going to get to walk down that highway. But you know, I don't want to wait and make Jesus Christ Lord of my life at the end of my life. I'm glad I made him Lord of my life when I was a young man. There's not anything on this earth I would give or take for my knowing Jesus ever since I was a young man. Are you the same way, Tom? You wouldn't trade your salvation for nothing on this earth, would you? Absolutely not. Me either. It's been the most awesome walk, to walk with God and to hear his wonderful voice. Hear him talk to me and tell me things. You know, I was thinking last night after yesterday, I asked a question at the healing school, how many people have ever heard God whisper or say something in your ear that you could hear? Man, a lot of people raised their hand. I thought one of these days I'm going to get a group together and I'm going to ask that question. And if 20 people raise their hand, I'm going to say, how many of you would like to come up here and tell me of these experiences that you remember? And I'd just like to put all that on tape. I'd just like for people to come up and say, well, the Lord spoke to me. You know, just like that little lady I told you about when we was down there at Bill Gothard's, a little lady that said the Lord spoke to her and called her name and twice, and she went up and went into her dad's bedroom and said, Daddy, did you call me? She's 4 years old. And he said, no, honey, I didn't call you. She said, well, Daddy, it sounds just like you. Said, I didn't call you. So she went back to bed. She's laying there and she heard her name called twice more. And she said, I got up and went back in the bedroom and I said, Daddy, you called me again. He said, no, honey, I didn't call you. And so she said, well, okay, I heard your voice. But she goes back in there and goes to bed. And this time she says, who's talking to me? And this time it says, it's God. Well, what do you want? He said, it's time for you to accept me as your Lord. And she said, as a 4-year-old girl, I got out of the bed and knelt beside the bed as a four-year-old girl, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior at four. She was now about 19 or 20, a beautiful young lady. And I said, so you know your experience with God was real. Oh, Mr. Scrivener, she said, there's no doubt in my mind. That was God. He called me. I heard him call my name four times. Then I heard him tell me, it's my time to come into his kingdom. And he saved me. Isn't that an awesome experience? See, I didn't have an experience like that. I didn't hear no voices or nothing when I got saved. I just come under conviction when a preacher preached, and I went down there and got saved. Is that the way you did it? Yeah, but did you get saved too? Sure, I'm just as saved as she is. Guarantee I am. I didn't have to hear a voice. It was years and years later before I heard God's voice the first time. I never dreamed I'd ever hear his audible voice, but praise God, I finally did. And then when I finally did, wow, whew, what an experience. Okay, let's see, where are we here at verse 9 and 10? We're at the end of this, aren't we? Lions will not lurk there. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return to Jerusalem, singing songs of everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be overcome with joy and gladness. That sounds like fun to me, don't you, Tom? Everything I see in that after this devastating war and everything's there, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be living on this earth, reigning and ruling with Christ. The church is going to be the rulers of the earth. And all the people that will be born on the earth, we will be the people that God puts in control of the whole world. There won't be no elected officials. No more elected officials. Jesus will be the King of Kings, and ain't never nobody going to put him out of office. He'll always do everything and judge righteously, and you and me will be indwelled by him in our glorified bodies, and we'll do everything right. There won't be no sin in us, and we will reign and rule with Jesus for 1,000 years on the earth. And then we get to go into eternity. Wow. He don't tell us much about that. So we don't know what's going to happen after that. Who knows? But he's told us enough. I don't need to know what's going to happen after that. I just know we're going to reign and rule with him for at least 1,000 years if we're his children.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Highway to Heaven, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.